With just two new CDs to tell you about and a couple of Organ World stories that made the headlines, stay tuned to this month's Organ First Radio. First, you have to imagine that it's the month of August back in 1965 and the time is 10:30 a.m.
While You Work is played this morning by Jerry Allen and his trio.
Thank you.
Music While You Work was played this morning by Jerry Allen and his trio.
A trip back in time to the days of Music While You Work, and with many thanks to record producer Tim Wills, I was able to include that broadcast in the new Organ First Radio feature series that I mentioned last month. It was taken from a cassette recording of 1965, which I then sent to Hot Pipes podcast colleague Stephen Ashley, who did a superb job of bringing it back to good broadcast audio quality. OK then, on to the Organ World stories that featured in some of the dailies. The first, from the Daily Mail, concerns an unnamed cinema organist at the Granada North Cheam in 1952 who used to ask audience members to shout out requests for him to play. Those that he couldn't, he obviously ignored. So a five-year-old lad stood up and called out, "When Santa got stuck up the chimney," which was ignored, which is perhaps not surprising, seeing as how it was the middle of summer. So at the next request for tunes, he shouted it out even louder, to which the organist replied, "I don't know that one," which resulted in a flood of tears from the young lad, who was quickly gathered up by his parents. They all left the cinema without even seeing the feature film that they'd come in to see. Now, this revived for me the story that Keith Beckingham related to the audience at the Playhouse Theatre in Manchester when he did a recording for me many years ago.
I always remember the first selection I heard Molly Forbes play, and I must admit I borrowed it from her to play on the Granada circuit. And in those days, we used to like to involve the audience in the organ interlude, and we devised this idea of a spot the tune competition, because all the tunes in this medley have the word blue in their title, and I'm sure already you can start thinking of all the hundreds, millions probably of tunes written with blue in. The idea would be that I would play the selection and the first person to get to the manager's office with the correct list would be given a box of chocolates. Now that was fine and we set out with high hopes, but of course at that particular time the cinema business was beginning to go into rather a down period, and so things got a little bit tight. And so the manager, when we had poor attendance, would come up to me and say, "I'll tell you what, Keith, look, put in one they won't know tonight, then we won't have to give the chocolates away. But I'm going to play you the selection. I'm going to include, incidentally, the one that you may not know the title of. It's a beautiful tune, the title of which is Little Girl Blue. We're not giving the chocolates away tonight, that's what I told you." Here we go with the selection, which I call Out of the Blue. Thank you.
Teeth of Beckingham at the Playhouse Wurlitzer and the Out of the Blue medley. And you can hear the whole broadcast and also the one that Keith did on the same day featuring Hammond organs by going to YouTube and typing in Pedal Percussion and Pipes, Volumes 1 and 2. The other story goes back to May of this year when six rare bottles of scotch salvaged from the shipwreck that inspired the film Whiskey Galore went up for auction. Seemingly, the steamship Politician ran aground off of Eriskay in the Outer Hebrides during bad weather in February 1941, with 264,000 bottles of whiskey in hold number 5. The wreck was immortalised by Compton Mackenzie in his 1947 novel Whiskey Galore and the Ealing comedy of the same name, which followed 2 years later. Each of the six bottles was expected to fetch £6,000 to £8,000. I didn't bother to bid as I'm a Bacardi and Coke man myself. Anyway, it did give me the opportunity to pull out of the collection the Gerald Shaw recording that he made of the Whiskey Galore film theme. Whiskey Galore, played by Gerald Shaw at the huge Christie organ that once graced the Regal Cinema, later the Odeon Marble Arch in London. New CD time has come around, although, to be fair of the two, the one that I'm going to feature this month does go back to 2015, but I only got my copy last month. Must have got delayed in the post, I guess. Back in 2007, the lovely little two-manual seven-rank Wurlitzer that used to be in the Rex Cinema in Stratford was acquired by a group of enthusiasts who then formed the Furness Theatre Organ Project and eventually secured a new home for it in the Royalty Cinema in Bowness, where it became somewhat of a feature. A lot of restoration work was required to bring it back to top playing condition, and once completed, the group set about making a fundraising CD to go on sale at film programmes and Organ World concerts. Now, if I was awarding stars for this CD, titled Music from the Royalty, I'd give it 4 out of 5. The only complaint I have about this superb production is the fact that the inlay notes have no background on the artists, and one has to say that not all of them are as perhaps as well known as they should be. No doubt about their handling of the organ and for their choice of the respective items, it's just that I feel that unless a purchaser is an Organ World enthusiast, he or she would perhaps welcome just a little background info on all the artists. That aside, you can't fault the recording, the programme, the running time, which is a whopping 67 minutes, and it's all presented in a quality jewel case with a nice shot of the Royalty Cinema Auditorium with the Wurlitz organ in spotlit view. Now, there's not enough time to feature extracts from the second CD, which bears the title Lakeland Serenade, so that will be in next week's show, when I'll be choosing tracks from it featuring some of the professional and well-known concert circuit stars. For this month, though, I've chosen tracks by lesser-known but equally exciting performers who the Furness Theatre Organ Committee clearly believe should be given a chance to display their respective talents. And good thinking it was, too. First to bring the console into view, then, is Paul Gregson with the lively March of the Cobblers. Paul Gregson and The March of the Cobblers, one of the popular pieces from the film Brassed Off, and not the March of the Northampton Town Football Club, who are affectionately known as the Cobblers on account of the town's once famous connection with the boot and shoe industry. And my birthplace too. Remaining with famous themes, here's Ian Midgley with the signature tune of the late American composer Carroll Gibbons and his orchestra. ¶¶ Lovely little tune, that, called On the Air, played there by Ian Midgley. And there's just time to squeeze in one more track from the excellent Music at the Royalty CD, produced by the Furness Theatre Organ Group. Obviously, with no less than 22 tracks, it's impossible to read out all the other names of the contributors or their choice of music, but as MSS Studios are handling both of the CDs that I've mentioned, why not have a look at the rundown for yourselves? In the meantime, to take us out of the programme is a piece of music which will be forever associated with the pioneering days of hi-fi recordings, and especially the George Wright version of Roller Coaster. So hang on tight as David Rhodes takes us on an exciting finale to Organ First Radio this month. Yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.